Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Fuller reaches third base with a triple. Harrelson scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuller scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Stanley scores. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Sims moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baker scores. Sims moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tiant hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tresh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4. And the Tigers too. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price hits a line drive towards the mound. Tiant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Denny McLean. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tiant hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Stanley is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-3 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.